Now, the National Federation of the Blind, one of the biggest things I think we do is an intangible, and it's providing good mentorship to each other. You know, I like to tell the story of when I first had kids. John, I don't know, he was probably just starting to crawl. And she, Debbie and I can be candid with each other. She said, "Why don't you put bells on the kid's feet so you don't step on him?" You know, that's really what it's all about, because we have high expectations for each other and because we can show each other what's really possible. So Hannah has been a part of the Federation for quite some time, and I've asked her to come and talk to you about our mentoring opportunities, both the way that she mentors younger kids and the way that she's been mentored. So Hannah, tell us a little bit about you and then tell us about your mentoring.
I'm Hannah Hakes, and I am a junior at Naperville North High School. I'm 18 years old, and I had the wonderful opportunity of attending our lovely Freedom Link program in Chicago, Illinois, and it's been my fourth year attending, and it's been very fun. And we've gone on a lot of excellent trips. Recently, on our first session, we made some introductions, and our meeting spot is at the Harold Washington Library on State Street. And what we did there was we played a game called Have You Ever? And we asked some very interesting questions. We've also gone to the Apple Store. We have seen plays, and it has just been really wonderful. And also, when I went to last year's state convention, I participated in a play called The Imaginary Invalid, and that was really funny because I used all these different voices for the characters. But anyway, what I wanted to do was talk about what I have done. This past summer, I went to a program in Minnesota, and it was sponsored by Blind Inc., and it is called the Post-Secondary Readiness and Empowerment Program, better known as the PREP program. And it is for high school students. And it ran from June 9th to August 2nd. And just to let you know, Blind Inc. is one of our three NFB training sessions. And so it started on June 9th. Now, on that day, we arrived at the apartments where I would be staying for the next 8 weeks. And I was introduced to my roommate, and she was very nice. And we talked about experiences that we had at other camps. And I also found out that we both have iPhones, which are the most accessible phones in the history of the world. They're the best phones ever. Then the next day, we traveled to the headquarters of Blind Inc., which is located at the Pillsbury Mansion in downtown Minneapolis. And that was where our daily activities took place. But prior to going to the mansion, we started out with home management. And that consisted of making our beds, making breakfast, and making lunches. And then after we would make our lunches, we would bring them to the mansion. And then when we would arrive at the mansion, classes would begin. Now, my first class that I had was job class, and that was basically a class where we would look for job opportunities and look for places where we could be hired as volunteers in our states. And I also visited the website for the American Foundation for the Blind to think of the job opportunities that we could do. Now, I'd like to recall one really funny experience that I had in jobs class. The day before the last day of camp, on August 1st, I was sitting in a chair, and I was laughing about something, and the back of the chair just completely, like, popped out of the chair. And it was really, it was really funny, and someone thought that I fell out of the chair, but luckily I didn't fall out of the chair. And also in job class, we looked up experiences that different blind people had with jobs. And after our jobs class, we had lunch, which we ate with the adult students in the adult kitchen, therefore making us feel like adults. After lunch, I had computer class, and in that class, I did an exercise where I went to the Blind Inc. website to look up links, which provided answers for certain questions. And after computer class was Braille class, and that is by far my most favorite class because Braille is awesome, and we all love Braille. Oh, yeah. Woo. And this was because I got the chance to read Braille during that class. I read a lot of books during that class. And we also used a slate and stylus. And with the slate and stylus, I went on the internet and I looked up different parts of the brain, and I listed their functions with the slate and stylus on paper. So all right. That was really fun. And after Braille class, we went back to the apartment, and we would make joint meals together in one apartment, and we had all kinds of delicious food. We had enchiladas, we had meatloaf made from scratch, we had ground beef dishes, and much, much more. And on one occasion, we were assigned to make one small meal, and my small meal was chicken noodle soup, and everybody just enjoyed the soup thoroughly. During my experience, we did a lot of fun activities too. We didn't sit around all day bored playing checkers, you know, watching TV with our feet on the coffee table. We didn't just do that. We went rock climbing at Vertical Endeavors. We went swimming. We went to a water park. And we went camping. And when we made s'mores, I ate 3 pieces of chocolate. It was very good. And we even took a self-defense class. The best part was that we got to fly at the world-famous NFB National Convention. Mm. Yeah.
All right.
And I learned a lot from my counselors at Blind Inc. I learned how to stay positive, connect with others, advocate for myself, and achieve my goals. There is only one limit to success, and the sky's the limit now. Does anybody have any questions?
You guys, Hannah told me she was nervous last night. I'm sitting up here saying, why? You're doing great. That was awesome.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math.
Now, Hannah, I actually have a question, if you don't mind. Okay. Talk to me about the adults that are in Freedom Link, and tell us whether they've impacted you in any way.
Oh, the Freedom Link adults, yeah, they've impacted me a lot, especially Denise Avant, because she taught me about her experiences as a public defender, and I think that's really cool because when I grow up, I'd like to go into a field involving criminal law. And she's just really fun. And Steve, he's really nice. And he's taught me how to travel very well. And Bruce, he's very awesome because he has a lot of, he's very smart. And he's a sign. And Marco has impacted me. He is very funny. He's nice. He's kind. Nikki, she was nice and she was generous. And, she gave me a whole bag of coffee candy one time, and that was candy, and it was flavored with coffee, and it was the best. And so that is the way that the Freedom Link mentors have benefited me. They've been very nice, and they've been they've taught me a lot of things about blindness and not to be afraid that I'm blind and to embrace my blindness and know that even though I'm blind, I'm capable of doing everything except driving. So,
you know, we're working on the driving.
This
program is run in. The only people who go on all of our field trips are blind people, the students and the mentors. And I have to give credit to the parents because I think the first day they come in, sometimes they're looking at us like, are you crazy? You're going to take my kid on the train and you're all using canes? You know, it takes a lot to let go enough to let your kids be in this program and gain the independence that it gives. So the parents deserve a lot of credit, but so do the mentors. The people who mentor in this program give up minimally a Saturday every month. And I have to plug the grant that lets us do it. The Charlotte and Alec Linden Fund have totally funded this program from day one. Are there other questions for Hannah? Does Hannah's mom want to add anything, Carolyn? He's going to get you a portable so you go out over the stream. We stream our convention, so.
Where are you? I'm right here. Keep talking. Can you hear me?
Yes.
The Blind Ink program is 8 weeks long, and it's $8,000. So we didn't think that we would be able to send Hannah, but the Lions Club of Naperville ended up giving us $6,000 of the tuition to send Hannah, and the rest we got from family donations. So the Lions Club really is an amazing organization. Also, yes, Freedom Link's been a great thing for Hannah, and we really appreciate our little adventures into the city every month and all that the adults do for Hannah, and it's a great 4 hours for me to do nothing while she's keeping busy, so I like being
appreciate
able to,
that as a parent.
Yeah, it's a little adventure into the city, and Hannah really likes it, so yeah. We thank everybody for it.
Well, we appreciate Hannah, and Hannah, it's your turn to start mentoring some of these younger kids.
Oh, yes, I've heard that from Nikki and Mary, and yeah, she thinks that I should mentor some of the younger kids, and I also think that would be a really fun experience, but I'm afraid that I would probably have a little trouble doing it because I have a low level of patience, but...
Lisa, you're honest with yourself. All right, can we give Hannah a big hand, you guys? She did great.
Door prize.
Yes, please.
You know, I just want to say it's been a joy to watch in the year and a half or so that I've been a mentor in Freedom Link. Hannah is really grown a lot, and I really like to think that all of us in Freedom Link had something to do with that. But Hannah herself has done just a wonderful job at picking up and implementing the things that, you know, we've told her. So I want to give away a Wilson recorder. And wow. That prize is going to go to Ryan Perry.
Ryan is working teen scenes, so he can have the prize. He's not in the room, but he is working. All right. You want to do one more, Denise? I know we got a lot of them over there.
Okay. Trying to get my microphone back on here. Okay. We have a backpack to give away. It's actually a purse, so the name that we have for that is Jamal Powell.
Oh, we have a purse for Jamal.